Fraser Health is shaking up its protocol for how patients at the highest risk of malnutrition are cared for at two of its hospitals, including Peace Arch Hospital. According to a news release, patients older than 65 and those with unintended weight loss within the past 3 months will be among those receiving homemade protein-rich milkshakes for at least the first 3 days of their stay at Paw and Eagle Ridge Hospital in Port Moody. The protocol was put in place in response to Canadian Malnutrition Task Force studies that found up to half of all adult patients are malnourished upon hospital admission. However, while a prevalent condition, malnutrition is only diagnosed in 8% of hospitalized patients. As well, up to 31% of malnourished patients and 38% of well-nourished patients experience nutritional decline during their hospital stay, according to the task force. Read also, Food Insecurity, a Public Health Crisis for BC's Indigenous Kids. The first 3 days are key, the task force says, as shortness of breath, delirium, infections, weakness and general low appetite related to being acutely ill may impair a patient's eating ability. Putting the new milkshakes on the menu is about looking at food as medicine, Eagle Ridge Quality Lead Gilma Johnston says in the release. Patients might not feel like eating, but many will drink something, and with a milkshake, they are getting protein, calories and fluids. The shakes are also easier to ingest for patients who come in with shortness of breath and need to wear a mask, and are a less overwhelming nutrition option for those dealing with delirium, adds licensed practical nurse Kendra Harding Belcourt. All Fraser Health Hospitals initially started giving patients a commercially produced protein shake. Johnston said her team asked to start making their own after discovering the commercial product didn't work for all patients. The homemade shakes are currently available in strawberry, chocolate and vanilla flavors. Additional shakes are being tested, and a plant-based version is planned for the future. The milkshake regime starts on the first day of hospital admission, with patients receiving 2 servings per day for 3 consecutive days. Then, patients are screened for malnutrition and a dietitian referral is made for ongoing support if they are identified as being at risk.